We decided to invite in people from the presidential libraries around the country and some military history museums. And we said, is this a good idea to try to do this? And they said, it's a great idea, but you got to go to Washington because you're never going to get going with a couple of history professors without some credibility from Congress and some federal support that will kick this thing off. And if you can do that, it's a great idea. They said, go for it. So Steve went off and met with Bob Livingston, who was the head of the Appropriations Committee. And he said the same thing I did. It's the best idea I've heard in years. I get all kinds of crazy guys that come into my office up here. How much do you need? Steve says, $4 million. I got mad at him for not asking for more. First of all, we thought that this was an idea that was so powerful and compelling, people would just jump on the bandwagon right away. A, they didn't think we had a chance. B, they didn't think it'd succeed if we opened. And I think that was a big... And then the third thing is, I found out later, I was very naive about this, but corporations are conservative by nature, and they basically are like to be the last dollar, not the first dollar. So when you got 80% of the money raised, go talk to them. The board really debated hot and heavy, off and on for several years, about the desirability of the lakefront site versus being downtown where the tourists were. But what really tipped the scales was that we had spent all but $1 million of the federal money. We had 1 year left to spend the last million. And if we didn't spend it on something related to the museum, it would go back to Washington. So, with $1 million, you could buy an old warehouse down near Lee Circle. When I took over in 98, the General Livingston, who was just before me, said, Nick, all you got to do is raise another $1 million. I've done everything else. Well, turns out we had either pledges or raised about $10 million. And instead of $1 million more, we needed about $10 million more to open the way we did 2 years later. But from the moment, actually the day before we opened, Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska, who's a friend of Steve Ambrose, a World War II veteran from the China-Burma-India Theater, came to the museum, went through the exhibits, and he said, you guys got to do the whole war. Steve rolled his eyes and looked at me, and I looked at him, but we're talking to the most powerful man in the United States Senate. And he says, if your board will take on a national mission to do all of World War II, we'll get Congress to change your name, and I'll get you some money. And those are the magic words. So the veteran stories are the core part of what we are. It's in our DNA. Their stories and their memories and their modesty and their values that we think are what the American spirit was all about and what we're trying to capture in this museum. And those simple values were so compelling to Steve Ambrose, and they brought his books to life, and they brought this museum to life.